DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Ochai the Brew, welcome to the DufferBet Welsh Premier League podcast, which has a tartan tinge this week as TNS and Bala debut in the Iron Brew Cup. We've got a Scottish spy to tell us about Bala's opponent. Craig Harrison tells us about their foray to Forfar. It's easy for me to say. We'll be looking back at last weekend's WPL2. Alan Morgan, still drooling over Lewis Buckley's wonder goal, joins us. We'll also hear from other players and managers in the league as well. But first, over to our very own Jimmy Cranky. Jonah, are you up for the Iron Brew Cup?
Yeah, very much looking forward to the Iron Brew Cup game, yes, between Bala and Alawar Athletic. And I really hope and I think we could get two wins, putting no pressure on the two managers, Colin Caton and Craig Allison. But I'd really like it. I think it'd be great news for our league if we can get through this round, and I think we can.
What do you think this brings to those teams and this league, being in a cup like this?
Well, I just think it could bring us a bit more credibility for our league. Ballard are taking on Alawar Athletic, who are third in League One in Scotland. They've played eight, they got 16 points. So everybody's going to most probably say, oh, it's going to be a victory for Alawar Athletic. But as I've been saying for the last decade, I think our league is vastly underrated. Our better sides have beaten sides from all types of countries at the moment. And I expect Ballard and TNS to get a result on a weekend. And I hope I'm not, like I said, I hope I'm not putting the pressure on the two gaffers, but I'm a genuine fan and I want us to get through.
Well, we're on brand in the studio. I've got my bottle of Iron Brew right here. I'd like to say that the sponsors of the cup didn't give it to me for free. I had to pay out my own expenses for this. But we'll be drinking that in celebration come next week, as you say, as Bala and TNS go through. And are we really looking at the possibility, or are we getting excited already, Jonah, about the possibility of, say, TNS playing Dundee United in the final of this at Hampden Park?
Oh, it would be magnificent, Mac. While you're on about it at the moment with the Scottish theme, I thought I was getting interviewed by Alan Brazil, not Mark Webber.
Oh, mate, I'm suffering, mate.
Bad bout of Scottish flu, is it?
I went to Manchester last week and I picked up something and it's not going away. That is okay. My advice to you, avoid Manchester at all times, especially when you get flus like this. I'm a bit concerned I might not make it for the Wales game. I might have to call Chris Coleman in a minute.
Well, like I said, Mark, right, on the website today, we can't wait to fly the flag for Wales, and that's coming from, you know, Caton and Craig Allison. I hope every Welsh, you know, Premier fan gets behind them, and let's hope they can get through to the next round and, like you said, get a big draw.
Well, manager of the month, Craig Harrison, takes his side to Forfar, hoping the final score will be Forfar 4, TNS 20. And he joins us on the line now. Will it be Forfar 4, TNS 20?
Yeah, well, I very much doubt it. I very much doubt it. You know, you can always live in hope, but yeah, I very much doubt it. I think the main thing is that we're, you know, first and foremost, we're very pleased to be invited into the competition. Then also, we'll make sure that we represent Wales and the Welsh Premier League in the best possible way we can, which is competing in it. And, you know, as in with any other competition, we're going to go to win. You know, and obviously it's going to be tough. Myself and Scott Rusko went up there last Saturday and we watched them, and they're a good team. They're flying in their league. They had their first defeat on Saturday in seven games. So, you know, it's going to be a tough ask, but we're going to go there in high spirits. Obviously, league form's fantastic, and we're going to go there and we're going to go and try and win the game.
Now, when you went up and did your scouting mission, you'll know that they're no slouches. I mean, they beat Raith in the last round of this competition, yeah. And Raith are doing very well in the Championship. So, you know, you've got to, I suppose, you've got to get that goal early and see if where that takes you, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, it's the same with, you know, with every game we go into, we'll go to win the game, you know, and we'll be going to win the game. You know, obviously it's away, which would be a tough ask, but still, you know, I'm confident what I've got in my squad, you know, that we can go there and we can, if we play the way we can play and we look after ourselves, then I think we've got a good opportunity to win the game. Obviously, if not, you know, a bit of complacency sneaks in, which I very much doubt it will. But, you know, in football in general, if one team are complacent and think they've won the game beforehand, then any team can beat any. So it's important that, you know, we'll go there high spirits, confident in our own abilities, and go and enjoy the game and go and try and win the game.
And now we've dipped into the Welsh Premier League budget and hired a spy for Bala. Oh, yes. He's been watching Alloa for a number of years and he's here to divulge all of their tactical secrets. Now, we're keeping his identity a secret. So for the sake of this, we're just going to call him Graham Lafferty from the Alloa Advertiser. Hello, Graham.
Hi there. How you doing?
Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Are you looking forward to this trip down south?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something really unique. I don't think many of the supporters could imagine that at the start of the season.
What's the supporters' thoughts on the whole thing?
They're treating it almost as a European football. It's almost like their UEFA Cup run or something, you know. They're really looking forward to excitement among the fans. Not so sure about the logistics in terms of the club's point of view, but they're excited about the actual game. It's something new, something fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, they're probably going to enjoy it. Do you think it's going to benefit Alloa in the long run?
I think so. At the moment, they've had quite a variety of football against them this season. They've obviously played three Premier League teams in the Betfred Cup. It's the League Cup up here. And, you know, they've beaten two of those, the Scottish Premier League. And then obviously lost out to Celtic, which is understandable. But gave a really good performance. So this is another test again, something different again. And, you know, with each test, they seem to have, you know, raised their game to suit that. So this is the latest test for them, and it's just all about how they can deal with that, and then moving forward, it should benefit the team, you know.
Come on then, spill the beans. Who are the players we need to watch out for from Alloa?
Well, you know, you don't have to look far to find the goal-scoring records, and, you know, Greg Spence, this main striker, number 9, he's started the season like a house on fire. I think he's got 10 already this season. But not too far behind him is Jordan Kirkpatrick, who's actually a midfielder. He scored 8 goals from midfield this season. So, you know, those two are, you know, they've been the two stars probably this season so far. And, you know, the one that you maybe wouldn't find looking for that kind of thing, one of the best players in the division, let alone in Alloa, has been Callum Waters, the left back. He's technically very good, hits the free kicks, corners. You know, he's got a kind of lovely lefty that everyone loves to watch, you know. So he's probably one to look out for, you know, out with the sort of foreign players.
I was going to say, you might have some good guys up front. It was important that you've given us the advice on what the defence is like as well, because obviously Bala will want to score against that.
They've got a very solid defence. Obviously, the last couple of results maybe wouldn't tell you that, but they've had a few injury problems. They've got a real concern over their most experienced defender in Andy Graham. He's been out with an illness, and he's very doubtful to actually make the trip. So, you know, there's maybe a chink of light there for you. But over and above, you know, they're a very solid unit. The fullbacks, like most modern fullbacks, like to go forward. But with that, you have the protection from midfield of a holding player in front of the two centre-backs. So they're a very solid unit in there. Do it very well, very efficiently.
And when are the team coming down? And I suppose more importantly, when do the fans start coming down?
I think the plan, as far as I know, the majority of the fans will go down on Friday. Some of them are even staying until the Sunday. The team bus is going on a Friday night and back on Saturday, as far as I know, I'm aware. It's just some of them are having a wee 2-day break out of it, just stretching the whole experience. So, no, they're looking forward to it. I think it should be around 50 to 100 fans, which is kind of average for Alloa's away support. They took a little bit more than that to Celtic Park a few weeks back in the Cup. So, I think that's the kind of fans. Those guys travelling, though, are the diehards in the group.
Well, it's pretty impressive if you're saying to me that they're going to take 125, or they took 125 to Celtic, and it's about 100 coming down to Bala. That shows commitment from your fans, doesn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, absolutely. The only average sort of home gate average is about 500. So, you know, if you're telling me you can get a fifth of that to travel as far as that, you know, off the cuff, and a small club like Alloa, it's amazing support they've got, and They're, you know, a wacky, crazy, loyal bunch, but, you know, they're endeared by all the players.
Well, I hope you have a good time. I'm sure you will. Let's transfer some information to you. My advice to you and the 100-odd Alloa fans are coming. There's a lovely little pub crawl to be done down the Pensarn Road, which is basically the main road through Bala. About three or four places around there. You start at the top, you work down, turn left at Mice Ticket when you come out, and then just work your way down, and you'll be drunk enough to walk all the way back to Scotland.
Absolutely, great advice.
I had my reservations about this tournament, I have to say. I still have my reservations slightly about it, but look, I know that TNS and Bala and everybody will give their all and prove that we're worth playing at a higher level in a different competition, and we'll see it from there. Anyway, let's move on to WPL. Lewis Buckley's 45-yard shot has gone viral, as the kids say. Let's speak to a man who manages him, Alan Morgan. Morgs, are we still peeling you off the roof after that one?
Yes, I've just managed to get down now. I've just landed. So it was some strike. You know, if that was in the English Premiership or Messi or Suarez scoring goals like that, you know, he'd be getting played every single day. But it was it wasn't a look. He looked up as well and just executed it like he just did was brilliant.
Yeah, you could see the determination in his face when he looked up. How much of a game changer was that goal, psychologically, more than it going in the back of the net?
Yeah, you know, I think we started the second half well, and we should have got a goal before then. But, you know, it was a great bit of skill by Lewis. You know, he even had to ride a tackle from Ashley Williams to get in that situation, so... It was brilliant. You know, and fair play to Lewis, deserves it. He's worked hard. Him and Mark having our rewards this season. You know, but hopefully now the two will kick on now.
You do have a week off. What's the plan? Are you being forced shopping this weekend?
No, I'll be with the youth team on Saturday. We're at home to Preston before the first team play against Wrexham on Saturday.
No rest for the wicked, right? No rest for the wicked.
No, you know, and that's what I want to be. I want, you know... Missus would want to drag me out shopping or something like that. But no, it'll be one of them.
Goals, goals, goals. We've had two storming goals in 2 weeks. I suppose we have to talk this week, after we talked about the Baker Man last week, about young Lewis Buckley. And did he mean it? Of course he did.
Oh, Mark, I tell you what. What a goal, what a strike. I tell you what, from the minute he picked his head up and shot, you know, I was right behind it. You knew it was going in. The Airbus keeper, Neil, he had no chance. Early on in the game, Ryan Edwards has scored a great goal for Airbus, right? But Buckley's goal, it'll be definitely difficult to beat all season. It was shown on, you know, in the live television game on Scotty, which makes it even better. And, you know, I'll tell you what made it great as well, Mac, was Llan Didno took a full coach of fans. You know, it's not a great amount, but it's great because when the goal went in and Buckley... You know, his team could go behind the goal, celebrate them with their fans. And that's exactly what I keep on about in this league especially, right? Fans make everything. If Buckley's goal would have been where there was nobody there at all, as magnificent as it was, right, it may have gone under the radar. But at least there was, like, you know, 50 or 60 of the Llan Didno fans there to celebrate it. It's one of the best goals I've ever seen in this league, and I've been watching it for a long time.
And it's interesting that we're seeing high-quality goals over the past few days. I mean, we've seen the spectacular in the past 2 weeks. Do you think we'll be lucky to see goals of that quality for the rest of the season?
Well, I don't know whether the 3G pitches have got anything to do with it, because the ball always sits up nice for the striker, you know, to get away quickly. You're not looking for the bobble like you might have been a couple of years ago, where you're waiting for it to sit up properly. But... is it the improvement technically of the players in the league? Are they getting better? Which, again, I keep thinking they are getting better. But that goal would come first or second in any goal of the month. Well, 11 months out of 12, it'd get goal of the month, right? And that's in mostly any league in Europe. Brilliant goal, Lewis Buckley. I said it Saturday, I'll say it again. Well done, son. Magnificent.
And talking about goals, Daniel Nardiello's knocked in a few of late. Let's hear from him after Bangor beat Met.
I think we're a bit frustrated that we didn't score a few more. I think the game could have been out of sight. I could have had another one. Reedy could have had one. Jordan could have had one or two. Mark could have had probably another two as myself, and Langos in the first half. So we've had plenty of chances. Could have been 5 or 6-0 before, you know, they had a chance at the end. But we've won the game, got the 3 points, so we can't complain.
Jonah, if anybody's going to stop the TNS juggernaut from taking the golden boot this season, you wonder whether it's Nardiello. I mean, I will talk about Jason Oswell and Newtown in a second, but first, Nardiello, he's banged a few in.
Mark, Nardiello will be in the running for the golden boot. There's no doubt about that. It's two goals on the weekend against the Met. Proved how dangerous he can be, and I'm not banging the drum here, but if you go back to last weekend's podcast, I mentioned his movement could trouble a Met central defenders, and he turned out to be the difference between the two teams. His movement, he's so sharp, he turns quickly, and he's a great finisher. There's some good nines in the league now, Mark. Like you just said, Oswell, Jason Oswell, Mark Jones, Daniel Nardiello, Greg Draper, Mike Wilde, Carl Lamb, a drill. They're all, you know, there's plenty more. They're all decent centre forwards, you know, they're capable of pulling the ball in the back of the net.
So, despite Oswell being able to score and leading the non-TNS Golden Boot table, Newtown not having a great time of it. Let's hear from Chris Hughes.
It's come down to fine margins in both boxes, and, you know, from in between both boxes, we're okay. We're doing fine. There's no problems at all, but we've defended well for probably 96 minutes, and we've had a 5 second where we switched off and took a quick free kick, and we haven't picked up their centre forward in the box, and he scored the goal. And, you know, that's what happens. But, you know, it's a disappointing run at the moment. We're on. We know that. The players know that. But, you know, we're working as hard as we can to put it right. And, you know, I think anybody who's here at the game will see that.
Jonah, what's going on? Oswell's banging him in for fun and Newtown are bottom of the league.
Yeah, well, Mark, you know, every team and managers have tough times at some point of the season. Chris Hughes and Newtown, they're not getting much luck at the moment. It's not going well for them, right? But with the squad they have, I just see the Robins getting their way out of the basement. They, you know, Sutton, Oswell, Mitchell and company. They'll make sure they see their way to safety. Having said that, right, this is the most competitive league to stay in since it started. And that is since it started. It's the most competitive league to stay in. No team is certain to stay in the league, right? I'll stick by my word. I'll predict Newtown will, you know, graft their way to safety because of the quality of this squad and their manager now, who's been in the league for a few seasons and done well. It's his first tough time as a manager, but I'm sure he'll see it through when the Robins will be on the rise.
Well, it's this sort of challenge that really does test your mettle as a manager. I understand that. And to be fair, you know, we all thought that Met were on a bit of a wobble at the start. You kept the faith with them and they went somewhere. I tell you what, Jonah, we're 10 games in now. And I look at Newtown and I look at Aberystwyth and I wonder whether they've left it too late. And they find themselves in one heck of a scrap in a very difficult bottom six come the split.
One hell of a scrap. You are absolutely right. I just think Aber need a centre forward. I'm sure, you know, Matt Bish. I spoke to Bish after they got beat by Cardiff Met. Right, he'll already be out there, you know, looking for a main number nine, because they have good players all around the pitch. It's almost going back to the beginning of the season where Bala was struggling a little without Lee Hunt being there. You've got to have someone at the spear head, Mark. Like you said, you talk about your Nardiellos, you talk about your Oswells, you talk about Drapers. Every team needs one. And Aber, they just haven't really got an out-and-out number nine at the moment. When they do, you know, their luck may change. But like you say, Mark, the bottom is the bottom six, right? We'll just rattle through it quickly, right? Newtown, 7 points. Aberystwyth, 9. Carmarthen, 9. Airbus 10, Cardiff Met 10, and Kevin Druids 11. Wow, what a scrap! Absolutely, it's going to, you know, it's. I just there's going to be some nails bitten before the end of the season, mate. But this is where the players and the managers need to stand up. And like you said, someone like Oswell, if he keeps scoring, if Oswell gets 20 league goals, Newtown will not be in the bottom two. And the same goes is if Aberystwyth sign a centre forward. Come Christmas time and he gets 15 in the second half of the season for them, they won't be in the bottom two.
Well, we have to say congratulations to Alex Jones from Rill, don't we? He is Player of the Month in the Davabet Awards and, well, quite rightly so. If Niall McGuinness wasn't going to get Manager of the Month, we'll come on to that in a second. I'm sure somebody from Rill needed to pick up some sort of gong after the great start to this month they had, at least, picking themselves up after the terror of TNS and putting in some great results there. What's your feeling about Alex getting Player of the Month, Jonah?
I'm really pleased by it. He's a young lad who, you know, he's joined the league from Prestatyn in July. You know, he's versatile. He's impressed hell of a lot since he's come in. I love his running with the ball. And he runs into great positions. from midfield into attack. He's always going to get amongst the goals. Going back a little bit, most probably, again, in O'Day's mentioning older players, just for the listeners to realise what type of player he is. He's a bit of a Gerrard, a bit of a Lampard, if you like. He loves getting on the end of things and sticking a ball in the back of the net. But he looks a decent player, mate, and I think he's fully earned his award. There's a couple of people, you know, who've had good months, excellent months, but the youngster's earned the award. And the manager of the month award, I just don't know. I feel sorry for the man who has to pick it. And everybody could say, why give it to him again? But in football, you should never get bored of winning, because that is the key to everything. So if Craig Allison gets 10 out of 10 wins, Andy Morrison done absolutely fantastic, right? Running him close. But the 10 out of 10 wins means Allison has to win the award.
Yeah, I think that's the point, isn't it? I mean, it's not just... And you're forgetting Niall McGuinness there from Rill. As I said, I know the late month form dipped, but the early month form was fantastic. And you have to say, of course, there are other noteworthy characters, but, you know, the sort of brute force that TNS are grabbing this league by the neck, the scruff of the neck, and, you know, banging five goals in, banging four goals in. I mean, you have to at least credit that, don't you? And the fact that they definitely have gone up another gear. I'm glad you mentioned Jock there, because let's hear from him after their win last weekend.
When you have the injuries that we have, when we have the fatigue and lads on the pitch who are struggling, you know, that's incredible character, and that speaks volumes about for when we get players back and we are able to put our strongest 11 onto a pitch, you know, we're going to be a formidable force.
And we mentioned Kevin Druids there, Joe. Now let's hear from the assistant manager, Dave Taylor, because, of course, they beat Rill 4-3.
We changed our shape, you know, maybe as a management team we should probably may have should have possibly changed it a bit earlier, but we changed our shape, it settled us down a little bit more, and then you know, give us a little bit of momentum going forward. So absolutely brilliant.
And we've talked about Alex winning player of the month. We also have to talk about Kevin Druids. I mean, they're no slouches in this league, are they?
Done really well. And played in a magnificent game last week. They were 3-0 up, strolling to victory. And then Lily White's made a couple of, you know, Niall must have made a couple of tactical changes. 3-3, probably favours to go on and win it. Then Hugh Griffiths' team get a penalty and Ashley Rouen puts it away for the winner. You know, I think that game, by the way, Mac, sums up how tight, you know, the league is going to be to get in the top six or four survival, right? Every point will be absolutely priceless. But again, a couple of last-minute signings by Hughie Griffiths. I really like their last-minute signings of Ashley Rouen and Jordan Barrow. They're two good players who could play for the clubs at the top in this league. And I just think them couple of three or four signings he made late on with his experience of this league will keep the Druids in the league.
So let's move on to the most important game that's happening this weekend. Not to say TNS and Ballas games aren't important, of course. A little matter of two games, actually, internationally for Wales. Over in Austria and then back over here to play Georgia. What's your take on the Austria game? This is the ultimate challenge so far this campaign, isn't it?
And I think if we can go out there, you know, and I'm sure Coleman will set us up nice and tight. And our midfield, you know, they won't be bombing around everywhere. And I think we can hopefully depend on our Gareth, as we call him now, to nick us a goal, and I think we could get a victory. I take a point as a fan, Mark. I take a point. I think it'll be a marvellous 4 points out of six would be our target for the weekend. But let's go out there and prove how good we were in the Euros. Let's go out there and prove how far as a nation we've come on, and let's try and get a win in Austria.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to be greedy and I think we should get six. Look, we've got plenty to talk about when we come back next week. We'll be reviewing how those two teams did in the Iron Brew Cup. I'm going to put some Lemsip in my Iron Brew now and see if I can actually make it to the Georgia game without my flu. And if not, we will speak to you soon.
All the best, Mark.